Good evening. We are moments away from beginning and hearing the nigunim and the tunes, the sounds of the Yom Narayim. The shul's already been changed over to the white, and we're already getting in that perspective. We are all familiar with the davening and the tefillah that we say every morning in the brach of Emes V'Yatzev. There we say, Kol B'chareim Haragta, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed all of the firstborn. V'chorcha Ga'alta, and he redeemed his firstborn, us. V'yamsuf B'katan, he split the sea. V'zedim Tibatan, he drowned those who were arrogant. V'yedidim Avarta. And then he says that his beloved ones, he crossed through. An interesting expression in referring to Klal Yisrael, an expression that we rarely find ever, that Hashem refers to us as Yedidim. Maybe a couple places in Tehillim, but very specifically here, we are referred to as Yedidim, his beloved. V'yichasu mayim sarehem, and the water covered his foes. Echad mehem lo nosar, not one was left over. Al zos shibuchu ahuvim, Uron Ukel, and there the beloved praise Hashem, Benosnu Yedidim, Zmiros, Shiros, Vitishvachos. Says the Tfilah Sei Chazal, again the Yedidim, the beloved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, composed Tfilos. The question is, why here? Why by Kriyas Yamsuf do we find a Chazal that the Torah reviewed Klal Yisrael as Yedidim, that they are beloved friends to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What happened? What's the connection between being Yedid, beloved to Hashem, and the splitting of the sea? In reality, we find the same expression again, Masechta Sota and Daf Lamed Zayin. There the Gemara says, Ba'osa Shah, Hayamosha Marech B'tfila. We are all familiar with the imagery, if we've seen at least the Ten Commandments, or any similar movie, or if we can conjure up in our head, we are familiar with the imagery of Klal Yisrael standing as the Yam Suf is raging below them, and Moshe is throwing up his hands, and he starts davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, I don't know what to do. And the famous response, Hashem says to Moshe, it's not time to daven, it's time to do, it's time to have action. And there the Gemara says, V'osa Shah Hayim Moshe Marach B'tfila, Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yedidai Tovim Bayom, V'ata Marach B'tfila Slefanai. Again, says the Gemara, Yedidai, my beloved, Klal Yisrael and Yam Suf are referred to as the beloved, that Hashem's dear friends, an expression of friendship, of closeness, that we seemingly again find only by Kriyas Yam Suf. The similar expressions in the Mechilta part in Parshas Peshalach, and again in other places. So we see that Chazal were clear, the Yedinim is an expression only used for Bnei Yisrael, and an expression that is explicitly applied by the splitting of the sea. Says the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah, Mahu uparo hikriv. It says that paro is hikriv, that a paro came close. But the question is, what did he come close with, or what did he cause to come close? Ela shehikriv es Yisrael lechuva sheasu. Says the Medrash, paro gets a big yashakayach in Shemayim. On paro's list of good and bad, he gets a big check in the good departments because he caused Bnei Yisrael to do tshuva, the beginning of Kiruv Rechokim, began with Paro at Yam Suf, by causing Bnei Yisrael to do tshuva. El Shehikrav Es Yisrael L'tshuva She'asu. Amar Rebbe Barachia, Yafa Haisa HaKravas Paro L'Yisrael, Mimeyat Somos Hitzilos. Paro did more in coming with his chariots, Bnei Yisrael Yam Suf, than days of fasting and davening ever could have accomplished. Lama? Why? Shekevan Sheradfu Acharem V'Ro'o San Nisyaru Me'od, when Paro was coming after them, and they had the sea before them, and the enemy behind them, and nowhere else to turn. V'Talu Einehim L'Marum V'Asu Tshuva V'Hispalalu. We see there at Yam Suf, when Bnei Yisrael were in a corner, and they didn't know what to do, they did tshuva before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All past sins, all past grievances forgiven. Bnei Yisrael says to Hashem, perhaps Mitzrayim, we were not keeping Zechus Avos alive, we weren't listening to what our forefathers told us, and now Hashem, at Yam Suf, we are ready to do tshuva, and to come back, and to build the relationship that we missed out on for 210 years. For 210 years, we had nothing going with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and now Hashem, we are ready to come back, we are ready to start again. Shne Amar, Vayitzaku Bnei Yisrael, El Hashem. The tzaka, the crying out, was a sign of their tshuva. And therefore, I'd like to put together these two ideas and posit that we see that tshuva and yedidim goes together. At Kriyas Yamsuf, Bnei Yisrael did tshuva. They came back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when things were distant and they didn't know what to do. And at that moment, says Hashem, you are my Yedidim. We are friends. You are beloved to me. Let's start our relationship again. And this, I think, is the connection. This is why, by Emes V'Yatzev and in the Medrash, we see that Klal Yisrael are referred to as Yedidim, not because there was something about the splitting of the sea, because of what happened beforehand. Before, Klal Yisrael said, Hashem, we love you. We want another chance. We want to come back. And we would like to do tshuva, b'lev u'v'nefesh. Writes the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Zayin Halacha Vav. This Rambam really ties it all together. Gedola tshuva shemekareves es ha'adam l'shchina. How great is tshuva, says the Rambam. Shne'amar, tshuva Yisrael Hashem l'kach tshuva. Brings a person back to Hashem. A person says, Hashem, I wasn't as good as I could have been this year. I'd like to try again. Let's do better. V'ne'amar v'lo shavtem azeno am Hashem v'ne'amar im tashuv Yisrael nu Hashem elai tashuv. Klomar, meaning, im tachzor v'tshuva bi tedabek. Says Hashem, tshuva means that we have a better relationship. Before, we were distant. Before, you did not feel close to me. But with tshuva, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now we are on the same team. V'hatshuva mekareves es harachokim, and tshuva brings back those who are distant. Tshuva brings back people who feel that I don't have Hashem in my life. My emuna, my bitachon, what was spoken about this afternoon in shul, this is distant from me. I can do better. I don't think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu too much. Hashem's not on my mind during the day. How often have we perhaps davened a full Shemoneh Esrei, and in that full Shemoneh Esrei, not thought about Hashem even once? We can imagine such things, right? We get it before Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, we go on a big Tfilas HaDerech, and we come back 4 minutes later, and we didn't even realize we were talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were distant, we were close, physically, in shul, before the Aron Kodesh, but our minds, not so close to Hashem. We were rachok, we were far away from Hashem. But tshuva means that we're more God-conscious, more God-aware. This person who is disgusting and deplorable and far from Hashem, with tshuva, what does the Rambam say? Listen to this. V'hayom hu ahuv v'nechmad. He is beloved, he is friends, he is karov, and he is the yedid, says the Rambam. The last words of the Rambam there. Someone who does tshuva is a yedid, and therefore it makes sense. V'v'chorcha ga'alta v'yamsuf bekata v'zeidim tabata v'yedidim he'avarta. Why v'yedidim? Why were yedidim brought through? Because Bnei Yisrael did tshuva. And at that moment they were close, they were connected, and they were once again with the Kadosh Baruch Hu at Yamsuf. Is there a source in Chazal? Do we find anywhere in Chazal to back up this Rambam? We know the Rambam did not cite sources, but also the Rambam was very careful in what he cited. The Rambam rarely ever said anything on his own without quoting a Gemara, Yerushalmi, a Medrash somewhere. So if you look in the Menorah Hamaor, which is the classic collection of Midrashim, topically organized by the Rishonim, so listen to what the Menorah Hamaor brings. He cites a Medrash Tehillim. Lamanatzeach al Shoshanim with Ne Korach. Lamanatzeach, a mizmor composed by the children of Korach, maskil shir yedidus. They made a song of yedidus, a friendship. Bo'ur e b'nei Korach, come and look at b'nei Korach. Shad shalo asu tshuva lo nikru yedidim, says the Medrash in Tehillim. Again, we see the source of the Rambam. The source of the Rambam is here. B'nei Korach did tshuva, and therefore they are called yedidim, close to Hashem. Which also tshuva nikru yedidim. One who does tshuva now can go to Hashem and say, we're friendly, we're close, we can start again over and over. Interesting, we will note that there is a Gemara in Menachos, Daf Nun Gimel, that gives a whole list of things that are yedidim. A whole list of things that are beloved and close to Hashem. Listen to what it says about the Beis HaMikdash. Yedid ze Beis HaMikdash. Yedid is an expression for the Beis HaMikdash that says, my yedidus mishkeno sayach. How beloved is where your dwelling is. A reference to the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Gidin and Vav says, ve'ein levanon ela Beis HaMikdash. Why do we refer to the Beis HaMikdash as often as Levanon, Lebanon, the cedars of Lebanon? The Beis HaMikdash was built with the cedars that came from Lebanon. Shne'amara hara tova zeva halvanon, a reference to Harabayis in the Beis HaMikdash. Says Rashi, why is the Beis HaMikdash called Levanon? That which is Yedid, the Beis HaMikdash, why is it called Levanon? Says Rashi, Shemalbin Avanoseim Shel Yisrael. Because it whitens the sin of Klal Yisrael. It's perfect. The Beis HaMikdash, a place of tshuva, a place where we go to come back to Hashem and to rebuild our relationship, to think more about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, what's it going to be called? Yedid. The place where we become more beloved, closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again. When tshuva is done right, when we do tshuva in the proper way, not because we are afraid of a patch from Hashem and we're afraid of a punishment, when tshuva is done right, it is supposed to make us feel good. It is supposed to make us feel uplifted. The Pirkei de Rabbi Yezer says in Parakei that the students asked Rabbi Yezer to teach them how to do tshuva. Listen to this. Amar lo tamido le Rabbi Yezer. Rabbeinu, amar lano hayich nase tshuva. Teach us how to do tshuva, v'nichye, and live. What a funny expression. Teach us how to do tshuva and live. What else do they want to do? What's the other option? What type of tshuva is that? Tshuva, and we should live. A strange request. Says Rav Asher Weiss in the first sikh on the Michas Asher on the Moadim as follows. He says that it's one thing for a person to do tshuva and suffer. That I can understand. Hashem, I was a bad boy. I didn't do what I was supposed to do this year. So I'm going to do tshuva and I'll get a punishment. It makes sense. But what about tshuva v'nichya? What about tshuva and living a life of happiness, of fulfillment, of simcha, that I'm doing better, I'm excited about mitzvos, I'm excited about getting up in the morning to serve Hashem? That's a level of tshuva. Tshuva v'nichya. Says Rav Asher Weiss, the famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah of Rav Eliezer Bar Dudai. Rav Eliezer Bar Dudai did many, many bad things. He engaged in many, many pleasures that we would not consider appropriate nowadays and even in his time. Many, many terrible things. Rav Eliezer Bar Dudai, in a moment, as the Gemara describes, of an epiphany, did tshuva. And he went all over the world asking for tshuva and all different places, and his averos were so terrible, asking Mechila again and again and again to fix all of his averos. At a certain point, Rav Eliezer Bar Dudai curled into a fetal position. He cried and cried and cried, and he passed away. He died. So there we see that a person can do tshuva and be depressed. A person can say, whatever, I'm not going to be a minyan, Shabbos I'm not so into, my relationship with my family, whatever, everything, it's not so good, so it stinks. What am I going to do tshuva for? I'm just going to be sad, I'm going to be a sad Jew, and what's the purpose? There's no life, there's no chias, there's no simcha. So says Rav Pirkei de Rabbi Yezer, says Rav Asher Weiss, tshuva v'nichya, to be a did of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to feel close to Hashem, to want to do better, to be exalted and enlightened as we come back to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Often we are scared of a real cheshbon nefesh. To sit down with a piece of paper, or perhaps an Excel sheet nowadays, and to really calculate, how am I doing? To see how I'm doing at the end of the day, how am I doing better, how am I doing worse? We're afraid, because we're afraid what happens when we click that button and we tally up the results at the end of the Excel sheet, what's going to be? Is it going to be positive? Is it going to be not so positive? But the answer is, when we do the cheshbon nefesh, and we look to ourselves, and we want to do better, it should be exhilarating. It should be inspiring that we want to improve upon ourselves and have a better relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kirvas Elokim, says David HaMelech, v'ani kirvas Elokim li tov. For me, being close to Hashem is good. It's not bad. It's not a drag. It's not ruining my fun. You can still have a nice, respectful, happy life and also work on Avodas Hashem. It's not a contradiction. You can still push yourself to be better, to be higher, to go farther, to be sharper, and also be a happy person. You're not sacrificing any pleasures in this world. The world is here, as Rav Noach Weinberg would like to talk about often, that there are pleasures in this world we're supposed to engage in. Right, he had a whole list. If anyone heard anything from Eishah Torah, discovery seminars, five levels of pleasure. We're supposed to have pleasure in this world, but we have to do it responsibly. No, at no point should tshuva, should being serious about Avodas Hashem, be a drag on a person's happiness in life. Yiddishkeit is supposed to make us happy, not to make us feel uninspired. In order to be a did of Hashem, it requires avoda. Says the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Shuv Maisa Benachri Echad Shaba Lefnei Shammai. There was a guy who came before Shammai, right? We all know the story. Amar Le Gayarni, I want you to convert me. How? Amanasha Talamdeni Kala Torah Kula Kishani Omeh Al Regal Achas. While I'm standing on one foot. Dachbu be'emes abinyan v'yado, and Shammai took his rod and he hit him away. So he went before Hillel. Gayara amar li delech sani lecharve lo sabed zu hi kol haTorah. Says Hillel, you want to convert on one foot, that which is abhorrent, that which is bad and hateful to your friend, don't do. The rest, that's called Torah Kul. The rest is Kul of Yidach Perusha, who's Yil Gamor. Go and learn Torah, that's enough for you. We're all familiar with the story. I didn't say any Chidushim right here. But what's less familiar is Rashi on that Gemara. Look what Rashi says over there. Rayacha, what does it mean when he says, that which is hateful to your friend, don't do? When the Torah says, V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, who's Rayacha? So we all know the simple understanding. Reyacha is your fellow man. Reyacha v'rei avicha al ta'azov ze hakadosh baruch hu. That's Hashem. That's what it means. V'hafta reyacha kamocha. Al tavor al dvarav. Don't go against Hashem. Shari alecha sanui shiavra chaverach al dvaracha. Would you like it if you told your friend something and he didn't listen to you? Well, Hashem's your friend as well. And he gave you some advice. And you're not listening to it? It's not nice to Hashem. Hashem's our yedid. Hashem is our beloved, our friend. He's our Reyecha. And therefore, tshuva demands that we have such a relationship with Hashem to want to think about Hashem more and have a relationship with Him. We see from Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Yedid, our friend. And we should want to have a relationship and a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yahavta l'reyecha kamocha. The Kuzari writes in the last shar, he talks about a person who davens, Shachas Mincha Maariv. Each opportunity of Shachas Mincha Maariv, says the Kuzari, should be an opportunity to run to Hashem. Another chance to be with our friend. Another chance to have 3, 4, 5 minutes, depending on your Shmona Esrei, however much you want to put in, just to have a relationship, to have a Yedidus, a closeness with Hashem. The next Shachas, the next Mincha, the next Maariv, it's not a drag. I have to put on my clothing, get out of bed, go to Mincha, go to Maariv, whatever. It's frustrating. I got to do it, but what are you going to do? No. Up and out to go have a relationship. You did this with the Kadosh Baruch Hu 3 times a day. There is certainly a dual aspect to Hashem. There is the exalted greatness and how amazing and incredible Hashem is. We can't comprehend, right? Lo yireini adam v'chai. We can't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu live. But at the same time, there's a relationship, a closeness that we want to develop in the process of tshuva. A Baal tshuva means that you live with Hashem at every single moment. You think about Hashem when you're making Kiddush on Friday night. You think about Hashem when you're in the car. A yedidus, a relationship, a friendship that gives us the greatest simcha. Rav Volbe wrote a series of essays in the 70s about psychology, and he called the series of essays the Olam HaYedidus, the world of friendship, of being beloved. And this was eventually published in a book that he put together later on in life. The entire premise of the book is Yedidus, a friendship and a relationship with Hashem. Says Rav Volbe, every single aspect of the Torah is about Yedidus. Every mitzvah, every piece of hashkafa, everything is about coming close to Hashem. Every single thing we do is meant to build that love and that passion and that excitement. And it requires emunah and thinking about emunah and developing emunah and working upon the muscle that is emunah. All other problems and issues that a person has in life would be much harder, would be much easier to fix if we had a relationship with Hashem. Sometimes we look at the problem is Shabbos, and the problem is the cell phones, and the problem is the Lashon Hara, and the problem is this. Those are just symptoms of the problem. What's the problem? The Yedidus, the lack of relationship. If we had the relationship, so then I'd want to keep Shabbos better. If I had the relationship, I would stop playing with my phone during davening, because I would realize that I'm talking to someone who loves me much more than I love him. Yedidus means that it's the foundation of everything else we do. If we saw Yedidus as being something important, of having that relationship as part of that tshuva, as Bnei Yisrael did at Yamsuf, it would be much more important for us in our relationship with Hashem. A child, a spouse, or a student with a close relationship will always want to avoid damaging that relationship, right? I think we can all understand, if we are in a situation with our spouse, if we have a healthy relationship with our spouse, when we do something that is damaging, we're not upset about what the spouse is going to say or do to us when we damage that relationship. We're upset because we've damaged the relationship itself. When we don't act appropriately in that relationship, We're afraid because that relationship that we value so much has now been devalued, and it's not the same thing. If we had such a relationship with Hashem, and we didn't do or act in the way that Hashem would demand of us, so then we are upset because, not because Hashem is going to punish us, there's going to be an onus at the end of the day. We're upset because I really want to have a relationship with Hashem. I want Hashem close to my life, but I'm doing things that are not enhancing that idea. There is certainly much more to develop and to talk about this idea in the fifth volume of the Sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Evna by Rabbi Itamar Schwartz. There's a lengthy piece about the idea of Hashem being Yedid and having a hergesh of the love of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I just want to read a couple of lines. This is Adam Chayv Lahafoch Es Tzuras Machshavos Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. We need to change the way we think about Hashem. Miyala Lanu Hashemaima. That's not where Hashem is. Hashem is right here. We too often think about the broadness and the greatness of Hashem, but we don't focus enough on the relationship and the fact that Hashem is there. Bichdeisha Adam Yitzur Kesho Shiyadidas Ve'ava Im Chavero, Ve'u'ela Kesharim Shel Kayama Benuyim, Muchrach Hechrechios Imo Tia B'Mitzios Shedimyonos. If you want to have a relationship with a person, so it can't just be imagination. No one wants to have a friend who's only imaginary. We're bigger than that. So our relationship needs to be b'metzias, with reality, talking to Hashem, thinking about Hashem, developing with Hashem, that now we can say that we've done shuv in a way that we have yedidus, a real powerful kesher with Ribono Shel Olam. Ashrei Yoshvei Beisacha, we'll say momentarily. Ashrei Yoshvei Beisacha. How lucky are we to sit in the house of Hashem? How lucky are we to think about Hashem, to have a relationship? And to be in a position that we can grow and come closer to Hashem, the opportunity to begin Slichos, the opportunity to begin the Yom HaDin, the opportunity to have a real Yedidus with the Borei Olam in the process of Tshuva, Mechila, Slicha, and Kapara. We should be Matzliach in the coming days in our own Yedidus, in our own relationship, in our own Tshuva, and Hashem should guide us all the way to Simchas Torah.